This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some people are trying to warn the Biden administration to use their power sparingly. Others are saying, get them. So rumor has it, and this has been reported by Seattle Times. Multiple news outlets have been talking about it, where the Biden administration might start to threaten facilities like long-term healthcare facilities, universities, cruise ships, entities that get federal funds. They may turn around and threaten them that they will withdraw funds if they don't mandate vaccines. Now, I like the COVID vaccine. I love it when people get it. I think it's a great idea. I think it helps save lives. I'm a fan. I'm a proponent of the vaccine. But this is evil. You're going to threaten a school. You're going to threaten a nursing home facility. That you're going to pull federal funding because of a group of Americans or migrants or whoever that want to exercise their my body, my choice. I don't think that's going to work out very well. There are multiple facilities in Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, multiple states where you have groups of individuals who don't really trust a lot of the medicine done in Caucasians. And you are going to force those facilities to struggle with no money because they have staff who might be minorities, staff who might be, you know, immunocompromised or whatever and concerned about, you know, reactions to the vaccine. You're going to then punish the patients. You're going to punish the students of these schools. I can't stand punishments. I don't think a government should punish. I think a government can incentivize. I think a government, but, you know, just do what we asked you to do. What have we asked the government to do? We've asked them to protect our borders. We've asked them to help our poor, help our sick. We've asked them to take our tax dollars and use them appropriately. So when I pay taxes, I expect the government to take that money and use that money for school for the kids. Use that money for Medicaid to help those who are poor have medical care. Use that money to feed people so we don't have kids that starve. That's what we want government to do. That's what we're paying government to do. Our tax dollars are paying their salaries. But if they're going to take our money, even those of us who are pro-vaccine, and take our money and then dangle it in front of institutions saying, you need to do what we say. That's evil. Now people can say, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, they have to do that for public health. And, you know, explain that. Explain how they'd have to punish a school and punish a nursing home facility by pulling funds for IVs and crash kits. How is that for public health? Well, because an unvaccinated person can carry and spread the virus. Well, don't vaccinated individuals do that too? Yeah. But this is about getting people to vaccinate. Okay, you're going to have to convince a lot of us taxpayers and a lot of us people that have family members in nursing home facilities and have kids in schools. You are going to have to really convince us that all these moves are for protecting the whole country and the whole globe. While at the same time, migrants are coming in and they're like, I'm going to pass on the vaccine, and we're like, okay, that's fine. There's got to be some consistency here. I would love us to reach herd immunity with the vaccine. I told you I support the vaccine. But to even consider threatening and this coercion and these strong arms, this isn't America. And people say, well, yeah, other countries do it. Well, other countries aren't America. I mean, if we are going by the my body, my choice, where we don't want employers to interject about somebody's birth control, we don't want taxpayers mad if they're supporting abortion. If it is my body, my choice, then why isn't that also applied to somebody who says, look, I just want to wait on getting the vaccine, or I don't want to force my employees to get the vaccine? Have we still established in the courts that if somebody does get a reaction to the vaccine, their boss won't be sued? Have we established that yet? What we have established right now in the courts is the ADA is expanded. The Americans with Disabilities Act is going to protect people with long COVID, which I agree, which means anybody with long COVID that has anxiety, that is nervous about getting the vaccine, we have to apply accommodations. Anybody with long COVID that has trouble breathing, that doesn't want to cover up their face, we have to provide accommodations or the employer will get sued. What are you doing to the employers? I mean, we already see throughout the country employees come back that got fired and shoot up their prior employment. You really want to put that on employers now? This is just not smart. And what are they trying to do? If you really want to look strong, let's prevent a lot of other diseases. There's so many other diseases out there and so many other vaccines we should be also recommending. And, you know, maybe we should try to curb a lot of diseases that are coming into the country. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we're, you know, wanting to see what's going to be happening with our infrastructure, with our schools, with our hospitals, you know, we're hearing that with the infrastructure package, they're going to have alcohol detectors, breathalyzers in the car, sensors to remind parents that they've left their kids in the back seat, which is absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand why parents are doing that, but people are just so absent-minded these days and so distracted, and they're listening to music, and they're, you know, that sadly they're leaving kids in the car. So this bipartisan infrastructure bill, any of these big bills get looked at by the Congressional Budget Office. The Congressional Budget Office has to decide, or not has to decide, but has to provide a report on what it's going to do to the federal deficit. So the CBO yesterday released an analysis saying the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package would add $256 billion to the federal deficit over the next decade. This is going to be very difficult then to pass, because even though they're calling it bipartisan, the GOP wanted to make sure that the funding was already inherent, that this wouldn't add to the deficit. The budget office estimates the bill would increase discretionary spending by $415 billion over 10 years, while increasing revenues by $50 billion and decrease direct spending by $110 billion. They said on net, the legislation would add $256 billion to projected deficits over that period. So the bipartisan group of senators who negotiated the bill with the White House says it would spend $550 billion in new money over the current budget baseline. So that means just more than half of the new spending, $294 billion, is supposed to be offset by things that help pay for it, according to the CBO. But Republicans have said that they wanted to see the official analysis and how, you know, is all the stuff that's, you know, being said, well, yeah, you know, the rich are going to pay the, you know, we're going to increase this tax, this, you know, is it credible? Is it realistic? And that's something that has been very, very frustrated. And it's been very, very frustrating for many of us, because I keep hearing, well, the rich, we're going to tax the rich. They're going to pay, you know, their fair share, and, you know, corporations are going to pay. And I just don't think we have enough rich people to support something like that. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said, we need to get a score. We need to see whether the proposal is credibly paid for. This was back in June. And he was one of 17 Republicans who voted last week to proceed with the bill. That doesn't mean he's going to support the final passage. So the CBO did back up what many people thought was the bill's methods to fund programs, and that it was gimmicky. Senator Mike Lee of Utah said it's easy to get so wrapped up in it, and so wrapped up with the things that you see in the bill that are good. Sometimes you get so wrapped up in that, he says, that it's easy to lose sight of the fact that the pay-fors are fake. As much as half of the pay-fors are just fake. Lead authors of the legislation include Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, had already acknowledged to colleagues that the budget office had signaled it would assess the various sources of revenue in the legislation as covering only part of the bill's overall cost. And Portman's staff has worked for weeks to give other Senate Republican offices advance notice that it doesn't look like it's going to work. So, you know, Senator Kristen Sinema has been the lead negotiator on the Democratic side. They argued, both Portman and Sinema, that their pay-fors would cover more than $500 billion, even if they're not recognized by the CBO. So I guess there's debate on whether the things that are supposed to pay for it are. So I guess what those might include is, you know, look, we're going to save money. If we're going to be building all these electric chargers throughout the country, then the money that saves on not paying unemployment for those people working that's money saved. Yeah, you see, that's what I think these are including. And I'm sure the Congressional Budget Office took that stuff into account, but I don't know how they figured this out. This is an art, to be honest. I mean, I definitely would not want to be a politician or anyone that works in government to this degree. So the CBO acknowledged in the report that its cost estimate did not include the possibility that increased infrastructure investment could rev up the economy and in turn boost federal tax revenues. So here's the thing. All right, if people think infrastructure is going to pull us out of a recession, stop inflation, and bring us into the roaring 20s, you got a point. More spending, more taxes on goods, more employee taxes paid, more employer taxes paid, more money going into the system. But I don't know if I'm convinced that the economy is going to turn around that quickly. I'm looking at some very, very strange things that really weren't predictable. People not wanting to go to work. You know, usually whenever there was unemployment in the 70s and the 90s, you know, people are saying, I want to work. I want to go back to work. now people are freaked out because of COVID. They're liking being home. You know, they kind of got used to, all right, we don't have to go out to eat. We don't have to go to the movie. I could live on less money. Now, there's a lot of us out there going, to heck with that, I'm going on vacation. I want to go out to eat. So there are people out there that do, you know, want to help support their communities and spend. But have I gone to the movie theater since they've reopened? No, I haven't. And there's movies I want to see. I just don't want to spend $60 on tickets, and I just don't want to do it with treats and all that. Yeah, I smuggle some of my own treats in there, but it's more fun when you can get popcorn. And I don't go out to eat like I used to. I'm not traveling. So I'm spending less money. If you can't keep your business open because you don't have workers coming in, it doesn't matter if the government says the economy is beautiful and working. If these hospital systems can't get nurses to come in, and you can't be at the hospital because there's not enough beds, and they say there's not enough beds when there's not enough staff, and you're ill, you're not working. I mean, there has to be a huge overhaul of all that's happening right now before anybody tries to predict that this will all work out because the economy is going to boom. You can't do that. What if the economy doesn't boom? So I think the concept of spending is something that a lot of people like to do. They want to look, you know, they get something passed. They could say, look at what we did. We did this. We made new roads. We did this. We did this. I would like to know where all our tax dollars have been going thus far for the roads. Don't we pay a lot of taxes? There's a huge, what's it called when you pothole? There's a huge pothole I have to deal with every day going to work. Why? Why, when I've been paying my taxes in my neck of the woods since I moved here in the 90s? That pothole shouldn't be. And I get it. Remember when there was all those FDA food outbreaks, those food illness outbreaks? And remember they were saying, yeah, well, you know, the FDA was saying, look, you know, we need more staff. You know, if there's going to be this many food outbreaks, you know, if there's gonna, and I'm like, well, what are they doing when there's no food outbreaks? I'm sure they're busy, but, you know, I mean, are they sitting at their desk making paper airplanes? Yeah, maybe you are going to have a busy week. Maybe you're going to have a slow week. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed in that people aren't being fiscally responsible. An infrastructure bill I'll support. Our hospitals need help. Our schools need help. I want people to get N95 respirators. I don't know how much of that money is going to any of that, if at all. Now, I think we need more, money for cancer research and all sorts of stuff. However, if they're going to do this baloney, it's going to hurt. Because now what's going to happen is they're going to turn around going, okay, well, then we're going to have to raise taxes. We're going to have to squeeze people more. And I don't think anybody could be squeezed. The people squeezed the most right now are small business. They're getting squeezed from, well, you know, they had to either shut down or have low volume by law, so they were forced to make less money. Now they're being squeezed by not being able to get labor to come back to work, even if the extra unemployment benefits get stopped. People are saying, I'll make less just to stay home. I don't see this working. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pleased with the latest monthly jobs report. The economy adding 943,000 jobs last month.
While our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the third largest fire in the state's history. It has blown up to 432,000 acres as of Friday. That's about 70,000 acres bigger than last night's Cal Fire update. Containment remains at 35%. The Dixie Fire has surpassed the SCU Lightning Complex that burned 396,000 acres over five counties last August and September. This is USA Radio News. A Senate vote could happen this weekend on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer moving last night to end debate. That would set up a procedural vote Saturday requiring 60 votes. If that goes forward, passage could happen Saturday. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley, no fan of the infrastructure bill.
At the end of the day, this is not an infrastructure bill, as you point out. This is a woke politics bill. This is a bill that has gender identity language in it. It could open up new federal causes of action for gender identity lawsuits. This has got a climate change agenda in it. This has got the Green New Deal in it. So this is, and by the way, it's all fueled with pork barrel spending. So I'm opposing it. I hope every Republican will oppose it. And at the end of the day, it's just about Joe Biden's woke agenda.
The Missouri senator speaking there on Fox News. California native Allison Felix finished third place in the women's 400-meter race in the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have Tom from Baltimore calling. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Doc. How have you been?
Good, good. I miss you. What's up?
Well, you had me laughing. You were talking about government bureaucrats and fiscal responsibility. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yes. Yes, yes. I should not have used those two in the same sentence. My bad.
Listen, when are you going to run for office? You know, we need more liberty and freedom-minded, intelligent people in government.
I appreciate that. You're so sweet. I'm waiting for you to run for office. You know what you're talking about, and you definitely, I like having fans. I'm not good at getting votes. I'm just not that good at that. I don't think I can do that.
Well, I really like what you were talking about, and I share your concerns relative to the government using coercive tactics to get people to put something in their bodies. you know, we talked years ago on a number of occasions about my views on legalizing all drugs. To your credit, you weren't completely opposed to it. You were open-minded about it, a little hesitant. Of course, I've seen the violence on the street that comes from the illegal drug trade, and I'm definitely an anti-prohibitionist when it comes to that. And one of the things I had brought up to you was that when the government prohibits you from putting something in your body, it won't be long before they'll tell you what you must put in your body. And I think we're on the precipice of seeing that come to fruition. And once you open that door, it's like Pandora's box. And I think we're in a very precarious, dangerous situation. And I think people ought to be very proactive in resisting the government forcing you to put something in your body that you may not want to.
Exactly.
It won't stop with the vaccine. It won't stop with the vaccine. Like I said, it'll be like Pandora's box.
I agree. No, and Tom, the other problem is again, even though I support, you know, people who want the vaccine to have it, and I'm grateful we have the vaccine. I think it helps. It's still not FDA fully approved, that we still haven't studied it to the degree that we have the polio vaccine. So when people try to compare it to the polio vaccine, or they try to compare it to the smallpox vaccine, that this is new. This is, you know, yes, maybe mRNA technology has been around for 20 years, 30 years, but it's still, unfortunately, I don't think you could force it this quickly. That's just me.
Right, and anyone who watches even a little bit of TV sees all the different commercials from lawyers about drugs that have gone through the full process of being approved by the FDA, yet years later they find out that it causes deleterious effects to people. I mean, there's a long history of that back to thalidomide. And now we've got something that they are on the precipice of forcing us to take that hasn't even gone through that basic FDA approval process.
Right. And that's why we have that process. You can't make a process and then not follow it. Just like with immigration, you can't make a process and then ignore it. Then it's not a process.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your great information that you always put out. Love you.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom every now and then brings up the idea of decriminalizing drugs. And I had voted to legalize marijuana, and I told you why. I didn't want the police burdened by marijuana crimes, marijuana possession. We don't have enough officers. We haven't had enough officers for a while. I think we have been understaffed in law enforcement now, even more so with the defunding. And I wanted it studied because there are possible medicinal applications. But it does bring up a very interesting argument of what about cocaine? What about heroin? What about, you know, some of these other drugs? As a doctor, it's difficult to be completely embracing of that because we are under the impression, and maybe we are wrongly under the impression, that criminalization of it will decrease the use. Now, if you had asked me when I was in medical school to legalize heroin, I'd be like, no, because then more people will use it, more people will overdose, and more people will die. But it would be interesting to see the studies, and people have said that studies have shown a variety, you know, varied results of how sometimes the more criminalized something is, the more it's used. Now, look at how prohibition did not work. Apparently, alcohol would make people mean. In the olden days, people would fight, people would beat their wives, beat their kids. And so apparently what was behind the prohibition movement was a bunch of women, allegedly, who said, look, alcohol is making people mean, making people violent. It's just bad, 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 bad. So when they outlawed it, it grew such a crime circuit that it was beyond what the country could handle. And they said, you know what, just we'll have to just deal with the alcohol evils as they come, but we can't be dealing with the crime entities that we are when it comes to alcohol. Plus, people wanted it. When people want something, they're going to get it. Well, that's kind of what we're dealing with now with drugs, which is it's intriguing. It's an intriguing argument. I'm not saying to decriminalize drugs. I don't think I'm there yet. But when people say, where does that even come from? And why would former law enforcement officers even think about that? Well, it's because look at the entities we're dealing with and look at the power. I mean, the cartel is fueled by a surge of electricity that is being fed by the decriminalization of some of those drugs. If some of the things that they are trafficking ends up not being illegal, then the demand shifts to other distributors. But when you have a captive audience and you're the only distributor, then the sky's the limit. And trust me, I do not want heroin. I don't want anybody having access to heroin, to drug-laced fentanyl, to LSD. I think that could be an absolute mess. When people bring up decriminalization, it's with the caveats of there's going to be controls in place. There's going to be age limits. There's going to be, prescriptions. Or there's going to be, one thing I've learned is you can't count on the government to do it right. Marijuana. I supported the legalization of marijuana as long as the government kept it out of schools, kept it away from kids. That didn't happen. Kids are dropping out of school left and right. Do I regret my decision? Probably not. I rarely regret a decision I've made because I think in the long haul, marijuana was going to be legalized anyway. And we're studying it and we're starting to apply it medicinally, so it was going to be out there. But did we make a mistake legalizing it too quickly before we have the infrastructure in place? Yeah. I've said that before and I'll say that again. We legalized that stuff way too fast. Now, I don't know if you saw, there was an officer that collapsed as they were doing an arrest of a, I forget what the criminal, let me see, I think it was like a drug bust, and let me see if I could pull it up. The video was pretty striking, where a very young, healthy officer in San Diego nearly dies because there was a patrol deputy. They were processing drugs at the scene of the arrest, and apparently it was so strong that he collapses and he had to be administered Narcan. Crazy. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I think some people are getting their panties all up in a bunch because apparently Mattel has made doctor and nurse Barbie dolls out of real people. And when I heard about this, I'm like, that's cool. That's pretty, pretty cool. But thing is everything now insults or everything just kind of rubs people the wrong way in different ways these days. And so, I get why people are concerned and I think it's objectifying, but can we just cut them some slack? All right. Barbie and Mattel are in the doll making business. that's just what they do. They make dolls. I don't think we need to read anything more into it. So just to kind of recap, all right, a few days back we heard that Barbie wanted to show their, I guess, things and wanted to make one-of-a-kind role model Barbies based on real heroes of the COVID-19 pandemic. They also are donating $5 per doctor, nurse, and pandemic doll sold at Target through August. And this donation will benefit the First Responders Children Foundation. It helps the families of frontline workers who died serving their communities, which is, I think, very, very cool. And so of the women honored is Amy O'Sullivan, an RN, who treated the first COVID-19 patient in Brooklyn. She became ill herself, recovered, and returned a few weeks later to save more lives. Dr. Audrey Sue Cruz, who I think went to my medical school, UNR, and she's in my neck of the woods, way to go. She joined forces with other Asian American physicians to combat racial bias and discrimination. Dr. Chika Stacy Arua advocated against systemic racism in healthcare, which has been further highlighted by the pandemic. This according to Toy Insider. Dr. Jacqueline Gosta Jesus is a biomedical researcher credited with leading the sequencing of the genome of a COVID-19 variant in Brazil. Dr. Kirby White co-founded the Gowns for Doctors initiative, which kept frontline workers in Victoria, Australia safe from laundered PPE or with laundered PPE. And then Professor Sarah Gilbert led the development of the University of Oxford vaccine in the UK. She is a professor of vaccinology. So very, very cool. So they have the Fast Cast clinic playset. It includes a doctor doll, a medical station, an exam table, an x-ray machine, a gift shop. Kids even have dough to create shape and make these casts and create wraps and bandage maker. And the hashtag is Thank You Heroes, and it was founded last year as part of Mattel's larger Play It Forward platform. They want to honor those that fought against the COVID-19. So honestly, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. I get that some people aren't fans of a Barbie, and they aren't fans of a doll. And where is that coming from? Well, I remember getting a Barbie when I was little, and I really liked Barbies. I wanted to play with, you know, the toys that the boys in my neighborhood were playing, the cars. I wanted to play my loved, my big wheel. And so what do people do with the Barbie? Well, they look under the shirt, you know, they take off the clothes. Ken, I can't tell you how many times I took off Ken's clothes. And I was like, it's just, this doesn't look like Daddy. This looks different. You know, it was not real. It's not supposed to be real, my sister told me. She's like, okay, well, so we make the dolls naked, right? Everybody tries to like go, okay, really? So I'm supposed to have breasts like that? So you try to imagine, okay, you're supposed to look like that, and it's really, I think, improperly, proportioned to what the average human is supposed to look like. But the reason why people play with dolls is because they project themselves into that doll. Hopefully put the clothes back on. Yes, we all had the doll's kiss and whatever. Dumbass. See, like Mommy and Daddy Barbie. But that you would, I guess when you were little, I really don't remember doing this a lot because I didn't like playing with dolls. But you basically would put yourself into that doll form and then you would act things out as that doll. And it's, by the way, a fantastic move in psychology. We do this a lot with young kids where we give them a doll and we ask the doll to play out certain roles. And you could really see the kid's psyche a lot of times in what they have that doll or stuffed animal do. But many people don't like dolls. They don't like sex dolls. They don't like the idea that a woman is objectified onto a plastic piece that can be, you know, manipulated the way somebody wants to and, you know, say what it's supposed to say. A doll is just supposed to have a smile. Whoever's reading that into this whole Barbie thing, I think is really overstretching. But I do wonder if dolls are going to go away soon. I wonder if people are so fed up with all this discussion on women being objectified and having to have the Barbie look look and the long hair and have these certain looks that, you know, people have faulted these toys for not representing the typical American by making kids feel like they have to look like a Barbie. Again, I just didn't like them because I just didn't like really playing with them. That was just me. So I think it's a cool thing. I think honoring heroes and, you know, letting kids see that it's not just all about Iron Man or Superman or Wonder Woman, that heroes come in all different shapes and sizes and in all different specialties. You know, I like that message. So I think it's pretty darn cool. But it will be interesting to see what happens with the future of dolls, because a lot of people just don't like it. They think it feeds into sexism and all this other stuff. And you know, I just let Barbie do this fundraiser. Let Barbie honor heroes. That's what they do. They make toys. You know, if a car company makes an ambulance, are they objectifying ambulances? Are they diluting what an ambulance is? No, the kid plays with an ambulance. I mean, it's a car. It's fine. Just like when kids play with the little army men. I think there's now army women, too. All right, it's not diluting what the army does. It's bringing in an appreciation that these kids have to, you know, it's bringing in an appreciation, you know, for these kids to, connect with, let's say, the military. Just like these kids playing with these dolls connect to a job in medicine. And mind you, in fact, somebody could argue that Barbie is doing above and beyond, not only for the charity, but how many people are looking at medicine going, oh, hell no. I'm not going to be underpaid. I'm not going to be overworked. I'm not going to be exposed. And then you see how these people were highlighted and honored. And kids might be like, okay, wait a second. This is cool. So, you know, I would recommend to anybody, despite what happened with COVID, despite what happened with Obamacare, despite what's happened with the medical industry and it being overrun by suits, I seriously have no regrets going into medicine, and I would still urge people who want medicine and who want to devote their lives to helping other people to do it. And I think the honors that can be, that should be bestowed upon anybody that puts their life on the line, gets assaulted, gets attacked, gets ridiculed, gets unpaid, you know, gets screwed over, you know, and works long hours, loses their youth, gets pulled away from their family. I think the least society could do is honor them. Just honestly, all I need is patience, be nicer. Just don't be a jerk. 1-877-DOC-BOY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.